step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
When it comes to fungicides, there's only one way to spell yield, N-E-O. Miravis Neo is the 2024 number one retailer recommended corn fungicide for a reason. It dominates spots, rots, blights, and stress to out-yield competitive brands like Veltima, and there's 6 years of university data to prove it. Ask your Syngenta retailer about using Miravis Neo for more yield more often. Based on 2024 Stratus Retailer Efficacy Study. Always read and follow label instructions.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
When your company earns unlimited 2% cash back on all purchases with Capital One, that's serious business. So, Steven at SandCloud got a serious business card, the Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One.
We used our 2% cash back to help build our retail presence.
Savvy, Steven.
And we get big purchasing power, so our business can spend more and earn more.
The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring author, psychologist, and daily contributor, Siobhan Scott.
Donna Adelson was handed, through an undercover officer, an envelope with some information in. This is when the police were onto what was going on, and they wanted to get her reaction of what is in this envelope? What is this about? And it's about the hit on Dan. She plays kind of stupid in the street, but then eventually makes a call to Charlie Adelson. Let's take a listen to that phone call. This is Donna and Charlie.
Hi, Mom. How's it going?
Oh, sorry. I grabbed the wrong one. This is Donna.
Did you call a letter to you or something?
I've got some paperwork.
Hand delivered
to me.
You're being sued?
No, that's what I thought it was. I'm going to talk to you.
Does it involve me or other people?
Well, probably both of them.
What's that?
Probably the two of them. You probably have a general idea what I'm talking about.
It's kind of hard to understand her, but basically what she does say in there, it involves you and me. But again, kind of incriminating. It's interesting, her whispering on the phone as if, like, what are you doing? I mean, if you're going to be picked up regardless. But what's your reaction to that? Where Donna is, you know, she's kind of realizing that maybe some people are, you know, at this point, she doesn't realize it's another undercover officer. She thinks this is just kind of part of the, you know, mafioso type hit deal that's going on, and discussing it with Charlie.
Yeah, she's certainly trying to be cagey. And, you know, this is a smart lady. She's, you know, in many cases has terrible judgment and she's pathological, but she's not stupid. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it also makes me think of a crime boss.
Yeah, very much so. I want to watch one more clip here of the whole clan. This is Wendy. This is her being interrogated, but reacting as some of the officers tell her that Don Markell has been shot and is not going to make it. I'm curious because, again, Wendy, no charges ever made against her. And obviously, this was her ex-husband or you know, so usually that's the person we're talking about that they're going after, but it's everybody but her this far. Let's take a look and we'll talk about her reactions on the other side.
There was a shooting at your home or your ex-husband's home at 2116 Trescott. Okay. Your ex-husband, Daniel, all right, has been taken to the hospital. He's not going to survive.
Oh my God.
Okay.
I have a lot of friends.
I know.
How do you know that?
Well, you had two of them up there for a last-minute lunch date, right?
Last minute.
Well, I mean, you went up there. You're sitting with them. You have friends.
I do. What I meant by it is that Danny didn't treat me very well, and okay. I'm so scared that maybe someone did this. Not because they hate Danny, but because they thought this was good somehow.
Oh, are you saying that you think maybe one of your friends would have done something like that?
Who would do this?
I don't know. That's why you're here, and that's why we're talking. Would you ever ask someone to do something like this?
Not in a million years.
Okay. Do you think someone would do this for your benefit without asking you?
No.
What good does it serve?
I made my brother, his name is Charlie, the one I'm really close to, he makes a lot of jokes in bad taste, and it was a joke he made. He bought the TV for me this morning that got broken, and then I was talking to him about whether it made sense to pay to fix it or whether I should get a new one, and it was always his joke that, like, he knew Danny treated me badly, and it was always this joke. He said, I looked into hiring a hitman, and it was cheaper to get you this TV, so instead I got you this TV.
Okay.
I mean, he would never. He's my big brother, and he's been taking care of me since I was little, but he would never. And I told that to the repair guy this morning.
Right. That's okay.
I said, he asked me how much it cost, and I said I didn't know because it was a gift, because my brother said it was cheaper than a hitman. It was my divorce present.
Okay.
Such a horrible thing to say. I'm so sorry.
That's okay.
But even my family, who felt like I had been mistreated, would never do something like this. Never.
Consciousness of guilt. I mean, she's literally offering everyone up on a platter, going, "It wasn't Charlie. He just made jokes about killing him. My whole family. They don't like him, but they wouldn't do this either." I mean, why would you even bring those things up?
Yeah, it makes, I mean, her reaction, her shock certainly looks genuine.
Yeah.
Do people fake those things sometimes? Yes. But, you know, is it possible that on some level it rang true for her? Because why even mention it if you didn't have this sense of, oh my God, this could be what they orchestrated?
And sense of is one thing. I mean, you can kind of get, you know, one can connect dots and go, I think this person might do something like this. But if you don't have proof of it, you don't know about it, you can't predict it, and you really can't do anything in terms of stopping them. If you want, unless you go and talk to them, but you can't go and press charges or something like that unless there's actually something that's going on. But if you know about it, that's a little bit different. From Wendy, do you think it was just kind of that sense of, you know, I wouldn't put it past these people to do this. Again, because probably of that meshed family where everybody's looking out for each other in such an extreme way that's kind of how she knows life works with the Adelsons.
Yeah. And it seems like if she were truly in on the plot and knew when it was going to happen, she wouldn't have brought up her brother.
Yeah.
You know, she would have just been very careful to not go there and maybe have some alternate suspects in mind, or, you know, maybe it could have been so and so. You would have thought that she would have had the awareness to direct away from her family rather than mentioning them all.
Yeah, that was the weird thing. It does make me wonder, as they kind of take the Adelsons down one by one, if we ever are going to see charges against Wendy. And I don't know that we will. I don't know. I don't. She's the one of all of these people that I really kind of feel maybe didn't know but
maybe didn't know.
Knew the potential of her family. Yeah. We'll find out.
Want more of the podcast without the ads?
Then hit subscribe to the True Crime Today Premium Plus channel on Apple Podcasts.
Try it now for 3 days, absolutely free.
You'll get access to all of our extended advance ad-free episodes instantly.
So you can binge without the break. True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Search and subscribe now on Apple Podcasts.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Ryan Seacrest here. When you have a busy schedule, it's important to maximize your downtime. One of the best ways to do that is by going to ChumbaCasino.com. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino games like spin slots, bingo, and solitaire that you can play for free for a chance to redeem some serious prizes. So hop on to ChumbaCasino.com now and live the Chumba life. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Ryan Seacrest here. When you have a busy schedule, it's important to maximize your downtime. One of the best ways to do that is by going to ChumbaCasino.com. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino games like spin slots, bingo, and solitaire that you can play for free for a chance to redeem some serious prizes. So hop on to ChumbaCasino.com now and live the Chumba life. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No